Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.
Now, like pretty much everything we consume and will be consuming in the not too distant future, wine has a carbon footprint. So a company in the UK has developed a pretty obvious solution. The recyclable wine bottle, it's made of recycled paper, and it's called the Frugal Pack. On the line from there is Luke Bennett. Afternoon, Luke.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by describing what the bottles look like?
Yeah, so look, we believe the Frugal Bottle is the biggest innovation for the wine and spirits since really the launch of the glass bottle. It's a 75 centilitre Bordeaux-shaped bottle. It's made from 94% recycled paperboard, and on the inside is a food-grade liner which is used to hold the wine or the spirits.
And would it be a screw top or a cork?
It's a screw top.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
It's a screw top.
And I suppose you did mention it there. What's inside? Is there some sort of lining inside the bottle?
Yeah, so it's a food grade liner, which is typical of what they use in a bag in box. So it's what's currently used within the industry. It's what's called a MetPET, so it's a polyethylene metallized polyester. But that's what they use in the industry for typical bag in box.
Right, okay. So presumably that wouldn't be recyclable, but the bottle is.
Technically it is recyclable, so it can be recycled, although due to the waste streams and the collection streams within the UK, it tends to be incinerated. However, in some European countries, it can actually be recycled with mixed plastics. Frugal Pack are continually obviously trying to innovate, and it is an area that we're looking at the moment in terms of improving the recyclability of that. And we've got a few things in the pipeline that we're also looking at to improve that part of the bottle.
Right, yeah. But for the time being, at least, I assume that when you finish the wine, is it relatively easy to take out that lining?
Correct. Yes. So the whole process of the Frugal Bottle is designed to be easily recyclable. So the consumer can simply separate the paper shells, take out the inner food grade liner, and dispose of them in the separate waste streams. Or actually, even if the consumer decides to put the whole paper bottle within their paper recycling bin, as it makes its way through that recycling process, it will then go through the pulping process where the paper would break down. And then the food grade liner would be extracted in the system. So it's designed to be easily recycled by the consumer, but actually if they put the whole product in the recycling bin, it will still make its way through the recycling process.
Now, just to look at the differences between this and a glass bottle, would this be lighter when you pick it up?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the main benefits for us. So it's extremely lighter than a typical glass bottle. So it's up to 5 times lighter than a normal glass bottle, which obviously makes it much easier to carry and also lighter during transport.
And obviously it's not transparent.
No, correct. So no, it's printed on, but that's one of the benefits actually of the bottle, is it not being transparent, is the fact that you can print 360 degrees around the bottle. Obviously, typically wine bottles are labelled front and back, and they have limited parts where print can be applied and branding can be applied. One of the main benefits of the Frugal Bottle is that you can print around the whole thing, and that's what makes it really attractive to brand owners and retailers at the moment.
Now, in terms of getting wine producers to use your bottles, has that been a challenge to try and convince them it's as good as a glass bottle, given that they tend to be somewhat conservative sometimes?
No, it hasn't. I mean, we launched the bottle earlier this week, and we've had some conversations with people within the industry prior to that. And there's a real appetite for new products in this market. The market hasn't really seen new packaging formats for some time. In terms of glass, obviously, they've tried to lower the carbon footprint by making glass bottles lighter over the last few years. But actually, they're really keen to see something new. And with the Frugal Pack bottle coming into launch, we've had a vast amount of inquiries from people across the globe, so from America through to Europe and Asia, but also across a variety of sectors. So we're seeing interest from retailers, we're seeing interest from wholesalers and distributors, but also the brand owners themselves. So there seems to be a real keen appetite for new products in the market, and at the moment we seem to be ticking a lot of the boxes of the product requirements, what people are looking for.
Yeah, but say it's a red wine that's put into it, and sometimes, you know, the producers, if they want to make a reserve version of that, will leave it for a few years. The bottle won't degrade or anything like that, will it?
Yeah, so the frugal bottle has a shelf life of up to 12 months. Typically, we find wine is drunk much quicker than that. You will probably find that longer-term wine still tends to be lead in glass bottles, but we're still looking to obviously attack a large part of the market which consumes wine in less than 12 months.
And can you put it in the fridge if it's a white wine?
So in terms of white wine, yes, it can go in the fridge. One of the principal benefits of our bottle is actually once it's chilled and you take it out of the fridge, because of the insulation properties, it actually stays cooler for longer.
Ah.
So especially when taking that out on picnics or to the beach, the wine bottle will actually stay cooler for longer. So that's a real key benefit for our product.
Has anybody taken you up on it yet? Is there wine you can buy in a frugal bottle?
Yeah, so at the moment we've got a launch partner called Cantina Gotcha. They are based out of Umbria in Italy, and that is the first red wine that has gone into our bottle. The bottle is available on cantinagotcha.com, and it's also available in Woodwinters Wines and Whiskies retail stores and online. We're also under active consideration by a number of leading UK supermarket chains at the moment, hospitality groups, who are keen really to promote sustainable packaging. And we will be available in other retail stores across the UK, Denmark and also Holland over the oncoming weeks.
Have you any plans to use this design for any other sorts of alcohol?
Yes, I mean, this format can be used for obviously red wine and white wine, but also all spirits. So it can be used for vodka, whiskey, gins and rums. And, you know, it's a real unique product like that. So it can be used for all wines and whiskies. The only thing it can't be used for at the moment is carbonated drinks.
Right. OK, well, the sky's the limit then. We look forward to seeing it on the shelves. Luke Bennett from Frugal Pack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable. And now with 3 months deferred payments too.